Welcome to my testimony podcast. My name is Takiya Hassan. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's testimony. I really believe you're going to be blessed by today's testimony. It's such a heartwarming testimony, you guys, about the goodness of God being a restorer of relationships. And so before we get into the testimony portion, I want to read a bit of the scripture to you. We are going to read from Psalms 71, verse 19 through 21. It says, "Your righteousness, God, reaches to the heavens. You who have done great things, who is like you, God? Though you have made me see troubles, many and bitter, you will restore my life again from the depths of the earth. You will again bring me up. You will increase my honor and comfort me once more." Amen. And I love that scripture because it talks about the Lord being a restorer of life. He cares for our life dearly. He cares for our relationships, y'all. Like, God cares for our relationships. That's why it says, like, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, right? And then to love your neighbor as yourself. Like, God cares about our relationships, and he wants to restore them. And so I pray that as you listen to today's testimony, you're going to be encouraged to know that God also wants to restore your relationship. Doesn't matter who it's with, your mom, your dad, your siblings, your friends, you know, your neighbor. God wants to restore relationships. And so in the testimony today, you're going to hear from Kimberly Sinclair. Kimberly, she is a woman of faith. She is a mom of two, a divorced mom of two. She is an entrepreneur, an HR consultant, author, and woman empowerment coach. So she does some wonderful things, you guys. And so you're going to hear her testimony coming up now, and I pray that you all are blessed by it.
All right. My name is Kimberly Sinclair, and thank you for inviting me to my testimony podcast.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Okay, so for me, my testimony begins. I'll give you a little bit of a backstory. So my parents were divorced when I was fairly young. My mom and my dad, he was in the military, Army sergeant. So you know, when they divorced, you know how you sometimes have, you know, your parents, you know, that you do see them. I did see my father a little bit, you know, on weekends he would come get me, but it kind of seemed like, you know, wasn't much of a lot of quality time. He would just come get me and take me to McDonald's, come back to the house, and basically I would be with my grandmother the rest of the time. So we didn't really have a close relationship, and I think because of that, as I got older, we didn't see much of each other. In addition, also my mom getting remarried, I then had a stepfather, and I did feel like I had to choose between my stepfather and my dad. So I felt like that did cause some strain in the relationship. So I didn't see him as much. He did support me, you know, did pay child support and things like that. But I would only see him on major events, when it came down to family reunions and events like that. But slowly but surely, we really didn't have a close relationship. So as I got older, I ended up getting married when I was actually 19, almost 20, actually 20, when I was 20, I got married. And, you know, he was there at my wedding, everything like that. The marriage that I was in, I was saved, married to a Christian man, but that Christian man had issues with alcoholism. So although being in church, being a youth pastor, being in ministry, all these things happening, but was going through so much stuff. So fast forward the years where things were just getting too much. And it just so happened that my father started to come back into my life, where he was asking me, how are you doing? And I'm like, I'm doing all right. But he could tell that things were going on with me because he could tell that I was going through a lot of stress and a lot of struggle with the situation that I was in. And one day he told me, he said, well, and plus also too, he wanted, by then I had two kids and he wanted to have a relationship with them. So naturally he was like, hey, just bring it. I want to see my grandbabies. And so I would bring them over there.
And question, how old were you around this time?
Ooh. Let's see, I'm trying to think back. Maybe I was in my late 30s.
Okay.
36, 30s. Let's see, yeah. So like my youngest I had at 30. Yeah, at 30.
Okay, so you was married for some time at least.
For
Okay.
about 14 years.
Okay.
And that's a whole nother testimony about that. But for the sake of what we're talking about now, it was, you know, my dad could tell I was going through a lot. And he was like, you know, I'm with, you know, I'm here for you. He said, if ever you need me, I'm there. And if you ever feel like you need a place to stay, my doors are always open for you. So needless to say, you know, some time had went by and just things were just getting too much for me. And it wasn't a good environment. I realized it wasn't a good environment for me to raise my kids in. So I decided to leave my husband. And he said, yeah, sure. My dad was like, yes, you can come stay with me. So you get yourself, you know, on your feet. And during that time, I'm gonna tell you, my kids got a chance to know their grandfather a bit more, and I got a chance to know him more. I didn't understand my dad. It was someone that was very, he wasn't very emotional, although his nickname was Mushy.
Was it a play on words saying that he's not like what was?
But everybody could tell he had a really good heart.
Okay.
But he was tough too at the same time. So that's why, you know, his nickname was Mushy. So, you know, and he was always somebody that was helping people, but you never knew it.
Okay.
You know. So during this time, we actually lived with him. Me and the kids lived with him. It seemed like it was almost for 2 years. And during that time, I was able to understand more about my dad. In regards to his growth, even his relationship with the Lord. He always prayed, and he always was reading the scriptures, but he would tell me though that he had struggled throughout his life, you know, just dealing with different temptations and overcoming different obstacles. But he would share with me how much, you know, I meant to him, even to the point, I was born premature. And I was in the hospital for some time. And my mother ended up at the same time, she was diagnosed with sarcoidosis of the liver. And anyway, they had to rush her actually out of state to be treated.
Wow.
So during that time, my dad, who was military sergeant in the Army, back then they didn't really care if you had something to go on with you. So he actually had to take me to the barracks and his soldiers actually helped watch me.
Wow.
I was only like a couple of months old, you know, and think about it. I was a preemie. And then once I finally get home and then this happened. And so these soldiers basically are making sure that I'm good. They're making sure I'm fed.
Wow.
And yeah. And so my dad sharing these stories with me, and it just made me think about how great, you know, community is and how much they admired him too, for them also to do that and say, hey, we got you. We'll make sure that your daughter's good, you know, that you're going through the situation, but we got your back. So he would tell me different stories like that. I found out even more about my family history. I even found out a lot more about even his trauma, you know, coming up. And why he was the way he was. So when I was, you know, living with him, you know, in my career, working hard, and I was looking to advance and to apply for more positions because I'm like, okay, I want to move out of his house.
Right.
Right. Kids, but right now it just seems like a huge obstacle of trying to think about, okay, I have, it's going to just be me, one income. Like before, I could depend on two, you know, me and my ex-husband. But then it's like, okay, now I'm about to be on my own, which I had never been on my own, just income. And it was daunting to me. But he, you know, he pushed me. He said, Kim, you know, you can do it. You know, I believe you can do it. So, you know, I pursued and perfected my craft. I'm in HR. And he really encouraged me to do that. And so with that, that gave me a new sense of confidence.
Yeah.
Where I had struggled with low self-esteem growing up. But he was able to pour that life into me that I was missing coming up. So I am so appreciative of that. A piece to this is that me and him had a conversation about, you know, just about how much promise I have in regards to my life. He was like, you know, you can do anything. I believe you can do anything. And needless to say, I did not know that that conversation that I had with him was going to be before his death, because he died a couple days after that.
Wow.
Yeah. I told him that I loved him and that, you know, I loved him. And he told me, I love you too. And he was a man that, although, you know, as I said, he had a tough exterior. So he really didn't talk a lot about his emotion. But it was amazing. During that time, I really felt like God gave me a gift and was able to give me closure for what was going to happen ahead. So needless to say, one day, it was a couple days after that conversation, because he would come and go. He still was, he was 75 years old, but a healthy 75. You know, yes, he went to his dialysis appointments, but he still drove. He didn't need help getting out the car. He still would travel when he could, you know, still vibrant. Well, a couple of days after our conversation, I ended up coming, you know, coming up. My brother had called me. It was early in the morning. He said, hey, you know, have you heard from Dad? Normally we have breakfast like really early in the morning, because my brother owns a trucking business and they typically get up like super early to have breakfast. And he was like, I haven't heard from him. I called him. Can you check on him? So I go downstairs. I noticed that his car is still there. And then I end up going in the room and I see that he's on the floor. I didn't even go up to him, because I knew from that moment of just how he was laying that he had passed, that it was that he was deceased. So I called my brother. He came over quickly. And even in all of that, I tried to make sure that my daughter, you know, she didn't even know what was going on. Ambulance came and all of that. But even through this whole situation, because it felt like a whirlwind after that, because it's like, oh my gosh, okay, what am I going to do? How am I going to protect my kids? What's next? Because just all of a sudden, when you have a parent that passes, suddenly, what do you do? And I'm just thankful that through the midst of it all, God was with me. Even me and my brother, and even my other siblings, you know, we came together and, you know, we knew that, okay, his funeral arrangements had to happen, all these things, and we were able to get through it. And then after that, you know, when I'm thankful also too for my job, because my boss, you know, she gave me great time off. Even my team, they came to my house, brought me dinner, whatever I needed. They were just really, really, they were really a great support at the time. And what I learned through the situation, because after, you know, after the funeral, after everybody goes home, then you're left to deal with what has happened.
Yeah.
And for me, that it was scary. It was scary, but yet God still gave me a peace I'm thankful for the support of my pastor and for those that were checking on me and that would call me and say, hey, if you need anything, I'm here for you. I'm so appreciative of that during that time. And so during this time, I began to seek God more because I didn't know what, because I'm thinking about my credit score. I'm like, I don't really got any much money saved. Well, the money that I did have, I was giving it to him and he was saving it. So then we were trying to figure out, okay, well, how do I get that money back?
Right.
So anyway, God opened some doors where I had some resources to be able to find an apartment. And then my prayer to God was, Lord, I want an apartment, but I don't want an apartment in a bad area because I have these two kids. I at least want to be able to go somewhere where I feel somewhat safe and there to not be any stress involved with it. So God opened the door where I was able to be in a nice area where even they had like security that you could call, just a really nice community. And then even at that, I'm looking at, Lord, okay, this is going to be tight. Yet God would just continually just give me faith to just trust him and just to believe that, you know what, everything is going to be okay. Everything's going to be all right. And so through all of that, I'm thankful to my family, to my cousins and everyone that was there to help me through that time in grieving, because it was hard. It was hard even for my children because they really saw, although, you know, they have their dad, they still had a missing father figure, you know, for their grandfather. The awesome thing is that during that time where before he passed, they was able to understand more about their family history. They were also able to understand him more. And also too, they were able to, especially my daughter, I feel like she was able to see what a man does in regards to providing for his family. So, which I am so grateful about, as well as he would pick her up and take her to school and tell her about all these stories, things in the army and different situations. And one of the things he would always tell my kids is do a great job, make sure you do a great job and be a good citizen.
Love it.
That was something that he instilled in my kids. So even today when they bring him up and they talk about him, they were like, man, we remember Grandpa James, how he would just tell us to be good citizens and do the right thing and stuff. And he even taught them how to play poker too.
Oh, I love it.
So, you know, I'm just thankful that God was able to give me that gift of a renewed relationship with my father. Yeah. Whereas at one point where there was a relationship that was painful, God truly brought healing in the midst of all of that. He answered a lot of my questions that I had, because at one point in time, I thought my dad didn't care about me. I didn't think I thought he was always upset with me, but it wasn't. That was just some things that I had to work through. And I'm just fortunate and just so blessed to be able to have a father that loved me so much and cared about me and always was praying for me and always wanted to make sure that I was okay and making sure my kids were okay. So I'm truly appreciative to God for just giving me that and giving me that wisdom and giving me that comfort. Whereas some people didn't have that. You know, I know people that have gone through situations where they have lost their father and never got a chance to tell them that they loved them or even heard that their father loved them. And I'm just so glad that God gave me that gift.
Yeah. What were some, so you said like, you know, you had those questions that you were able to get answered during that time of spending with your dad, and, you know, and how one of them was about, does he love me? You know, like, does he really care about me? Were there any other questions that you have in your mind now that the Lord was able to kind of weave into, you know, your path to see like, oh, wow, that was really what's going on. You know, do you have any of those you can share?
I think also too, like my dad did did reassure me that he did want to spend more time with me. That was some of the questions in my mind, because I was like, well, it seemed like every time we would get together, he'd be gone. But he shared with me, you know, as I got older, that there was just, you know, situations where, you know, he was just trying to be young and wild. And he said, unfortunately, he's like, I didn't always make the right decisions, but I still had you in my heart and I still loved you and still wanted to do all I could for you.
Yeah.
So that helped me to release a lot of the anger and unforgiveness that I had built up inside, that, you know, that narrative that you build up thinking this and that, when really, you know, we have to understand that our parents, they are human. You know, they do the best that they can, and sometimes they don't get it all right.
Yeah. How did those conversations come up for you? Was it just like in passing, or were you confident enough to actually ask your dad, you know, like straight up, like how did those conversations come up?
Well, I say a lot of our conversations came through passing.
Okay.
Passing. Usually sometimes, you know, we would just sit, because he loved to play cards. This is something that he loved to do. So when I would sit and play cards with him, we would get conversation going.
Yeah.
Or if he was sitting in the garage, you know, and I'm just sitting out there with him, then conversation with you know, he'd love to talk. And also to another favorite spot that he loved was, there was this fishing pier area. And so out there, he would just, you know, love to talk. And, you know, so in those type of environments, it seemed like it was easier for him to just start talking. Whereas other times, he probably wouldn't say too much.
Yeah. Did you start picking up on that? Like, to where it's like, oh, look where dad is at. Let me go spend time with him. Maybe he can share some more with me.
I don't think I realized it till like later, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I realized it during that time. But it just, you know, it's just amazing at just how God would just do stuff. Because also too, my dad, he went through a lot of financial, you know, issues and stuff. And then it just seemed like God was just blessing him. Where then when he got that house, it was a huge house with room. Then it was like, at that point, he just wanted to give me all the things that he wished he could have gave me. So he would, you know, be like, oh, well, you need this, I got you, I'm gonna give you that, or this or that. So, and also too, he would shower, you know, his grandkids as well. So it was just interesting. It was interesting to me just to see just the transition in my dad. And just, you know, and he told me, he said, you know, I'm not perfect. But he was like, I'm thankful. And he was like, it's the grace of God that has kept me. And he also told me about one time where, and I remember when he was in the hospital, he had to have a pacemaker. And I think at that point in time, or a stent or something, where it was with his health. And he believed at that time, he believed that he had passed. And he said that God told him it wasn't his time yet. So even you know, I was like, whoa, like, wow. And I think that he was trying to, even that time after that, I believe that he was making, it was his intention and his motivation to, you know, let me do what I can to talk to my daughter, to let my kids know. And he even reached out to my other siblings as well, to bridge that gap and to have that relationship.
Wow. How long was that before he actually passed? Would you say that occurred?
I think maybe it might have been 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what would you say, like, because you going through this experience and you're just kind of having the ability to look back and to see how God orchestrated everything for you?
Yeah.
I'm sure that kind of gives you some level of hope, right? For like believing the Lord as the restorer.
Yes, absolutely.
And now with that hope in your heart, what is it that you could like pour into others who may be at the beginning stage of that walk, right? Where they're like, I don't know if God gonna restore this relationship. I don't know. My parents, da, 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 da. What could you pour into them that will also give them hope, knowing how God has restored your relationship with your father?
Just to trust God with your pain. Also, it's okay to embrace sometimes the unknown in relationships. And what I mean by that is, like, it didn't start off like us reconnect. It didn't start off where, okay, we're just talking about everything. It was a gradual situation. And it just took the time of just spending time when we could, and just those small opportunities where we would have conversation, and also to prayer. And I allow God to minister to my heart to allow him to have space in too, to be able to have that open ear where I didn't have an open ear with criticism or blame. I was able to really listen and to hear my dad's story. And when you're able to really hear that other person's story, I feel that you can let go of the judgment.
And what did that look like for you in terms of like allowing the Lord in, like either your prayers or allowing the Lord to minister to your heart? How did he begin to break down your heart from maybe having that wall up before, right? What did that look like in terms of that process for you?
I mean, it happened over a course of time. Sometimes when you're in it, you don't even realize he's doing it. Because I just felt like, okay, I'm in this situation. I'm going through a divorce. I have these kids, and I met my dad. I mean, I did have a tough point in time where I was just like, okay, I'm here and I'm gone. I'm here and I'm gone, in and out the house. Whatever relaxation, if I want to go out, that's what I was doing, because it's just like I'm dealing with all this stress, you know. But I believe, like when I started going back to church, because at one point I didn't want to have anything to do with church because of all the stuff I was going through. But God still yet drew me into church, and it was like also to the messages about forgiveness and moving forward. It was like a recurring theme in my life. And it was like, okay, Kim, if you want to move forward, then you gotta let go of the past. You gotta stop with, you know, although, you know, you say, okay, you forgive, but did you really forgive? You know, and if you did forgive, then you need to have conversations. You need to talk, you know, you need to work on, you know, relationships are two way. So I was able to get through that. And it was a journey. It didn't happen all at once, but it was a journey. And when I was reflecting and I would pray, it's like the Holy Spirit was opening my eyes to the blessings that I was getting. Even though I was going through a hard place, God was showing me all the provision. He was showing me the comfort. He was showing me more stuff about myself that I was learning, like, ooh, like, okay, like you want to point the finger at that, but what about you? You know? And so I feel like God began to do surgery in my heart. And also, he began to use my father as someone to affirm me.
And I imagine that softened your heart to your dad. Isn't it amazing when I just have a moment. Isn't it amazing when your father comes in who you may not have known, and then they say something that just ministers to you, just like, I didn't know you had
Exactly. I'm not
had one of those moments. I'm just like, ooh, I actually needed you to tell me that, and that blessed me right now. So I understand what you're talking about.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing though. to hear like how God maneuvered you and your father, together at that time. How long was that time from like when you moved back home with your dad to when he passed? How long did you have there?
Seemed like it was 2 years.
Okay.
2 years.
Wow. That's a lot moving. That's a lot happening in 2 years in terms
Yes.
of restoration.
Yes.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's amazing. Anything else you would share with those who are listening and just to encourage them in their journey or even in the area of forgiveness, like anything you can share there for everybody before we conclude?
I'll say, allow your heart to be, give your heart to God and allow him to do surgery on it.
Yeah.
It's okay. It may feel painful, it may feel uneasy at times, and you may have to say to yourself, you might have to remind yourself, like, okay, God, this is tough. But still move in faith, knowing that God has a process of healing for you. Sometimes it may be quick, sometimes it may not be. But just be open to it. Be open to hearing from the Lord, reading your Bible. I know for me, I began to read the Bible more, listening to God more, praying more, which helped me to be able to have those conversations with my dad when we could, in passing, or, oh, we're just gonna sit. It's just funny that God would just orchestrate things where all of a sudden my dad would just share something or share a memory about something or something from his childhood. And it made me see, like, oh man, wow. Well, shucks, I don't know how I would have dealt with that, and it had me see him more of as a human being, as a
Yeah.
life. Just like anybody else.
Yeah. Praise God. The Lord is good. Amen. Now I'm happy you shared those words just to be open. Open your heart to the Lord. He's going to do the work. So praise God for that. Thank you so much, Kimberly, for sharing your testimony. I was blessed by it, and I know everybody else is going to be as well. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you again for the opportunity to share my testimony.
You're welcome.
Were you blessed by today's testimony? If so, give us your feedback. You can share your feedback on whichever podcast platform you're listening to this testimony on. We want to hear from you. It's also going to help the testimonies that you're listening to get out into the face of so many people, into the ears of so many people, for them to be blessed by it as well. And then also, if you have a testimony that you want to share, you want to be on this podcast platform, reach out to us on My Testimony Podcast. You can submit your testimony to be on this platform. We would love to hear from you. We want to know what God has done in your life, but also this podcast is funded by the listeners. We do not accept commercials. We don't accept sponsorships, you all. So it's funded by you. So help us to grow this platform. Help us to sustain the work of the Lord. You can do that by purchasing the merchandise that is on our website, mytestimonypodcast.com. You can also donate to us on our website as well. We want your support, you all. We welcome it. So lead us down the road that the Lord has really called forth for us by supporting. Any little amount counts. It all helps to just grow this platform. So we want to hear from you all. Share your feedback. Reach out to us if you have a testimony or donate. It all helps. It all supports. So until next time, you guys, be blessed. And most of all, continue to share your testimonies. Bye.